And we are back right here on 99 Jams, Miami's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You are listening to Community Matters. I'm your host, Shelby Rushen, and this morning we're talking about foster parenting and adoption. November is National Adoption Month, and we're bringing awareness to that. So if you think this is something that you may be interested in, then you're probably who we're talking to. And, you know, I know a lot of people have they're a little hesitant when it comes to adopting. Like, it's something that I've honestly considered, but it's something that's just holding me back. I'm just going to admit that. It's kind of scary, but they're here to debunk all the myths. We've talked about some of the great rewards, and as we stated just before the break, Ronald was saying, and Shamil as well, they were both saying that you can get just as much joy and just as much pushback as you would get from your own kids. But it's all about opening your heart and your home to a child who is looking for that forever family, so to speak. So again, we're talking to Shamil Jenkins, who is with the Miami Dade Foster and Adoptive Parenting Association, and Ronald Mumford, who is from Our Kids Miami Dade Monroe Inc. Now, if you want to make a phone call to either of these organizations and get more information, because they offer training courses and all that good stuff that you need to actually become a foster parent, for the Miami Dade Foster Parent and Adoption Association, that number is 305-469-1157. Again, that's 305-469-1157. And for Our Kids Miami Dade Monroe Inc., which is where Ronald is located, that's 305-455-6000. Again, that's 305-455-6000. Now, let's just jump right back into it. Before the break, Shamil, we were talking about the joys and the pains.
Yeah.
Let's face it, you get more joy and you get just as much pain as from your biological children.
I was about to say that. That's probably even with your own children.
Exactly.
You know?
I was known as one of the whores of Miami-Dade County because all my children look different.
So they look different and they were all yours.
They were all mine, and they would proudly say, "We are Jenkins." And those that came in as foster care would say that this is my auntie or this is my mommy, and that's just that, and you had to accept it. I think that love is unconditional. Love goes beyond color. And I must also say that even in this time now, again, you can be single, you can be divorced, you can also be gay.
That's a good one.
One of those communities. It does not matter.
I'm quite sure.
We want kids to have homes. And so I even have some friends who are pissed off because we have Caucasian people that are taking our African-American children. I could care less. That child needs love, and I don't care where it comes from. You should have stepped up to the plate and took a hold of this child. So when I hear people say that, all I can say is shame on you, because I don't know where your heart comes from.
Right.
We want these children to have a home. That's what it's all about, whether it's a temporary home or a permanent home, because everyone can remember there was someone that sparked you to become what you are today.
Right.
There was a teacher that said something positive that made you move. So as a foster parent, you may only have that child for a day or a week or a year. And if they go home, you've given them some memories. You've made some changes in their life. That's what we do with our Jewels and Gems program with our teenagers. We make phenomenal changes in their life, and they'll tell you about it.
That's your Jewels and Gems program.
That's the Jewels and Gems program for our teenagers.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we just came back from a trip. We went to the Florida State Quarterly Meeting in Melbourne, and from there we went to Orlando to a theme park and to some horror houses, and then we went to see Newsies the next day, and believe me, they can tell you what a change it made for them and what they learned.
Right. So the Jewels and Gems program is for teens.
For our tweens and teens.
For the tweens and teens.
Uh-huh.
And what is a tween? That's like, 12, 13?
10.
No,
10.
10.
10.
Yeah, okay, before you get to
anything
teen.
Anything that says 10.
That's right.
That's tween. That's tween.
That's the tween.
Although you have 5-year-olds that are now going tuh.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Well, let me ask you, because you mentioned gay couples or people that are, you know, in interracial, biracial relationships, that type thing. Do you ever get any pushback from that, or have you like had to deal with that in a negative way when it comes to maybe a gay couple wanting to adopt? Because, you know, I watch the news, and you know, we have those people that are way left and way right.
You have some narrow-minded people that may look at that and have informed their own opinion. The same way you may have, you know, narrow-minded people that see a black man with a white woman or vice versa.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't discriminate against right. anybody that's willing to open up their heart and make a difference for that child. As long as you can pass background screening mm-hmm. and your home is safe, that's all we need.
Okay.
You can be purple. Doesn't matter to
that's
it,
right.
It does not matter. We looking for quality people that's willing to make a difference in the life of that child. And if you have an alternative lifestyle, that has nothing to do with you raising that raising children.
Absolutely.
But you know, you have those small-minded people,
and you know, and they're gonna say like they're gonna stay like that mm-hmm. until they have an opportunity to have a one-on-one. And believe me, some of our parents are very sharp. They know exactly what to say when they get someone that is closed mind like that. Like I said, my children were trained by me mm-hmm. to tell people, I was chosen. What about you?
Mm.
You were just plucked out.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Someone, I was chosen, yeah.
I was chosen. Exactly. Exactly.
And part of what I do in the training is we have guest speakers that come in and speak to the prospective foster parents. We have prior foster parents. And it may be, I may have a single foster parent. Mm-hmm. I may have a couple foster parent. Or a alternative lifestyle foster parent. Or couple come in and speak to the people so that we want to give it to them, as they say, on the real.
Right.
We want to give it to them so that they can make, my job is to give them, you know, enough information so that they can make an informed decision. So, you know, we don't sugarcoat it. We don't make it like you're going to get, Opie from Mayberry. No, because you're not getting Opie from Mayberry. You might get Dennis the Menace.
Right.
Okay. But that's only because that child is angry because, you know, he's been traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
He's been removed from what he knows, as Shamel said, of what is normal for his home environment. So, you know, again, be the reason that you
right.
know you can turn this kid's life around. That's the nuts and bolts. That's
yeah.
where the rubber meets the road. Willing to make a difference,
mm-hmm.
give back to these children that need the love, caring, and nurturing that's crucial to
right.
their upbringing.
That's the bottom line. And you train these potential foster parents, you know, to deal with different types of kids and
Absolutely.
Different issues or whatever. So,
that's part of the training.
That's part of the training.
The weeks that he gives. And he does a phenomenal job.
Awesome.
I can
that's
tell
awesome.
You that. He has women that want to marry him even though he's married.
After
that have taken the training, yeah.
I gave her $20 to say
that. Yeah. $20 for that one. I'll say it. How about you got 20 for me? I'll say it. Ronald's a great man. He's so But for those people that may just be tuning in, again, November is National Adoption Month. And we're speaking with Shamel Jenkins, who is with the Mommy Day Foster and Adoptive Parent and Association, and Ronald Mumford, who is with our kids, Miami-Dade Monroe, Inc. And
yes.
again, it's all about, you know, just nurturing and giving these kids a home, a nurturing home that they can thrive in. So if there's someone listening and they want information, each of you, please give out the information to your organization, Shamel.
You can call us at 305-469-1157. Our website is www.mdcfapa.org. Yes.
And what was the phone number again?
305-469-1157. You can also check out our Facebook page.
What's the Facebook page?
Miami-Dade County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And Ronald, what about you?
Our Kids of Miami-Dade Monroe Incorporated's phone number is 305-455-6000, and the website is www.ourkids.us.
Ourkids.us.
S. And
right.
ask for Ronald Mumford.
Ask for Ronald specifically.
That's right.
So before we wrap up, I just want to briefly, it doesn't have to be brief. I take that back. Let's just remind people what it takes to become a foster parent.
Requirements that you have to live in Miami-Dade or Monroe County.
Okay.
Be 21 years of age or older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pass background screening.
Right.
and
can't have murdered someone.
Yeah, you got to just have.
That's the important
part.
Yeah, got to be clean on
that. Yeah, you got to be able to pass background screening. Mm-hmm. Live in Miami-Dade, be 21 years of age or older, and attend the 7-week classes. And once you attend those classes, get certified, we'll do a home study, and we will get people ready to rock and roll and take 5 children if they have the room
wow.
in their home.
That's awesome.
You don't have to rent or own. You don't have to own your home. You can rent. You don't have to be married. You can be divorced. You can be with. We don't care.
And you don't have to just live in Miami-Dade County. You can live in Monroe County, and Ronald will still be the one who trains you. Now, if you live in Broward or Palm Beach County, you can still call us, mm-hmm. and we'll refer you to our counterparts in that appropriate county. But the whole idea is we want forever families for our children. There are over 61 children that have been identified that need homes right now.
Wow.
Today.
There are over 500 children that need homes. There are over 2,000 children in out-of-home care in Miami-Dade County. There are over 400,000 that are in out-of-home care throughout the United States of America. And that is really very, very sad. If we can send $19 to save a puppy, $21 to save a child overseas, $10 for a bottle of cheap Ripple, then we ought to be able to take care of the kids that are right here.
I love Shamil. Shamil is just keeping
homes.
It so real. Like, look.
Yes, I am.
If you
yes,
can
I am.
You,
when
you
go,
right.
When you go and buy a Christmas toy for your child, buy another one for one of the kids that we represent. When you go buy that turkey or that ham or that pork chop or mm-hmm. whatever for Thanksgiving, think about those that we have that need. And just open up your heart. And if you're a real Christian, remember, the Bible says to take care of the widows and the orphans.
Right.
If you're Muslim, the Quran says the same thing. If you're Jewish, it says the same thing. The way we went to rescue each other during Irma, these kids need that rescuing every single day.
Right, that's true.
Every
that's something
day.
To think about. That's one way to put it, Shamil. And even if you can't become a foster parent, you can still help. Those
you
people
can still
that donate
help.
Their services
exactly.
and tickets,
exactly.
that type of stuff, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I challenge everyone to think about when they were during Irma, and if they lost power, think about not having power. Think about not having being able to eat properly because you've been abandoned by your parents. They're out partying or whatever, and you're hungry and you can't eat. Relate that to Irma. Relate that to a child. Remember what that hunger pain feels. Mm-hmm. You don't want this child to feel that way.
Right.
If you open your home, then they'll be able to eat. We have kids that when they come to us, they're hoarding the food because they're so used to not eating. That's a very sad situation.
Yeah.
Think about Irma again. Think about when you don't have lights. Think about the kids that are right now that come into care because their parents did not pay the bills and their parents just left them in the house. Think about the kids that are abandoned. You know, we think about bringing all these children from overseas when we have kids right here in America, in Miami-Dade County, that need our help. So when you go buy sneakers for you, buy another pair of sneakers for somebody else that you don't even know. When you want to open up your heart and you can't think where to put that money up before you think about those quote-unquote really poor people that everybody's talking about,
mm-hmm.
you better start thinking about these kids that are not just poor. They're poor in economics. They're poor in development. They're poor in lack of family.
Mm-hmm.
They're lacking of every single thing until we get them into a permanent home or a temporary home where they can get the things that they need to thrive.
Right.
And final word, if we don't take care of these kids now, yeah, a lot of them are going to go to jail, but when they bust loose, they're going to come after us because our behinds are going to be old.
Yeah.
And they're not going to care about us at all.
Wow. So we got to step up to the plate and
we
make
need
things
to,
happen.
We need
yeah.
to step up I to the plate.
The numbers that you're giving me, both of you, I'm like, who knew? Like, I've seen, you know, foster homes, and I know that there are kids that are there, but what did you say, 2,000?
Over 2,000 in Miami-Dade
and Monroe.
That's
yeah.
right.
61 kids are available right now today. And if you want to, I'll go get a couple of them. I'll bring them right back for you.
Right there. go get
And we're laughing, but it's very serious.
Yeah,
and
of
he's
course.
Very
yeah,
serious.
Definitely.
He can produce this in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
He can produce it in a heartbeat.
Wow.
And all I'm saying is open up our hearts.
Mm-hmm. And it's free. Let me reiterate that.
And it's
that.
Free.
It's
free. Absolutely
it's free.
Free.
The kids are given free college tuition.
Free college for the state of Florida.
For the state of Florida.
Which means that they can move out of the state and come back and still go back to college up till their age 26 or 28
something
years
like
old.
That.
Oh, okay. And then you said earlier that something had been extended.
Foster care has been extended from 18 to age 21 years old because we have some, and that's primarily because when kids get out there on their own, they mm-hmm. can't take care of themselves and they're failing. They're getting pushed around. Their money's being taken from them. They're hanging out with false friends, and then they end up homeless.
Wow. Any closing words for you, Ronald?
Just, I just appeal to the community to just consider, just look in, look in the mirror and mm-hmm. just consider, what you've gone through in your lives and the plight of our children. These are our children. And, just open up your heart and just, come out to one of our meetings at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Miami Gardens or call our kids and ask for me, and I'll be willing to share any information that I can give you, because our children need us.
Right.
These are our children.
Definitely.
These are our children, not anybody else's children. These are children that look just like us. And, it's just sad. It's just an indictment on our society now that we don't take care of our own. And it's not right.
And that goes for the churches too.
We need to be better. We need to be better. And so, my motto is be the reason.
Just be the hashtag. Be the reason.
Hashtag
I like that.
Be the reason.
I like that. Be the reason.
Be the
so
reason.
Again, give the meeting information because I know you said you meet so
Monday
many
nights at 6 p.m. at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church
every
in
Monday.
Miami Gardens. Every Monday night from 6 to 9. Or they can call me. I give out my direct number. It's 305-455-6039.
Okay.
And I give you my cell phone, too. 305-586-5721.
I don't even have that number.
That's right, 'cause you ain't allowed. That's how passionate we are about, saving our children.
Okay.
We want every child. Every child deserves a forever family.
Mm, awesome. Well, we want to leave it with that. I mean, I like that forever. I see that on the news a lot, forever family.
Yeah.
So all that is tied in with you guys?
It's
exactly.
Okay.
And this
it's
is nationwide. This is nationwide.
All right.
Have a home, take a child.
Mm. You about to make me cry.
No.
Shamil has it. No, because you have the face. It's like
I'm so passionate about
yes,
this.
I see it.
My mother passed away 2 years ago, and people came out of the woodwork that my mother helped co-raise. For those of us who have mothers, imagine what your life would be without a mother. Mm-hmm. These kids need a mother, whether it's a temporary mother or a new permanent mother forever. But they need daddies too. But there's nothing like a mama.
I agree.
And we need the daddies that are married to open up their hearts and say, baby, it's okay. Let's go in and let's get some more children. And even if you have your own children, your own biological children, there's always room for another child.
Yeah.
There's always room. And remember, you can be a relative caregiver or you can even be a non-relative caregiver. Like Ronald said, you can be a coach that wants to take in this child.
Yeah.
You can be a neighbor that wants to take in this child. But doggone it, people, y'all need to wake up and come on and help.
And you don't have to be married. You can be single. We got kids for you, too.
Mm-hmm. Be the reason.
Be the reason.
Be the reason.
Like you just stated,
be the reason.
Shamil, before I, let me let you guys go. I keep saying this. But before we go, you gave some information a little earlier. November 6th.
November the 6th at Government
Expo
Center.
Again.
The Adoption Foster Expo is Monday, November the 6th at Government Center from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Government Center is downtown at 111 mm-hmm. West...
Northwest First Street.
And it's indoor in the atrium. So I don't care if you're getting off the train. I don't care if you're trying to find a job. I don't care if you have a job. Come on by. There's going to be door prizes and all sorts of things going on while we talk about how you can get some love. And there are two trainings that you can take at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock.
Awesome. Forever family. That's our goal.
Yes.
I want to thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Again.
So how many children would you like?
Let me consult with my kids first and my husband and see what we can.
Oh, you should always consult with your kids first. But I'll tell you, they may even know someone that needs to come in.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But thank you again so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate it.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you. God bless.
And this is going to wrap it up for this edition of Community Matters. Again, we're talking about adoption and foster parenting. November is National Adoption Month. And if it's something that you've been considering, as you may have heard, there are so many children right here in Florida who are waiting to be adopted. So many kids who are wanting that. So if you have the space, you have the heart, you want to open up your heart, hey, then you are definitely the person to whom we're speaking. And we want you to get in and help out if and when you can. So therefore, I'm going to give you a couple of numbers that you can call if you want to reach out. Again, Shamil Jenkins is with the Miami-Dade Foster and Adoptive Parenting Association. Feel free to give her a call at 305-469-1157, or you can hit them up online at www.mdcfapa.org. Again, that's Shamil Jenkins with the Miami-Dade Foster and Adoptive Parenting Association, 305-469-1157. And you can also hit up Ronald Mumford, who is with Our Kids Miami-Dade Monroe, Inc. His number is 305-455-6000. That's 305-455-6000. Or online at www.ourkids.us. Again, we're talking about foster parenting and adoption. I'm pretty sure they love to hear from you. And let's get a child and give them that forever family living situation, okay? And remember, here on Community Matters, it's all about connecting those who can't with those who can. But I got to remind you to follow us on our Instagram page at Community Matters 99. If you have any questions or you want to speak to me, feel free to give us a call at 305-444-4404. Or you can log on to our website at WEDR.com. On that note, we're out of here. The Maestro is up next with Angela Haynes and Inspirationally Yours. We'll be back next week, Sunday. Same time, same place, right here on 99 Jams.